This dog, this is dictating on David Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, Meyer, M as in Mary, M-E-Y-E-R, David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth is 1-9-1965, date of visit is 3-25-25. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of pneumonia. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 60-year-old male who has a prior history of CVA with right hemiparesis. Is in a wheelchair and has been treated for pneumonia in November 24. Following which he has had episodes of bronchitis and has coughing spells as well as shortness of breath with activity, period. The patient has a long-standing history of smoking one pack per day since age 10 and continues to smoke. He has tried at various times to quit, but unable to do so. Denies weight loss and denies hemoptysis, fevers, chills, and night sweats. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, previous history of CVA with right hemiparesis, and a history for hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, depression, and chronic low back pain. He had a G-tube placed in the past, but this is being discontinued since he is taking some diet orally. The patient had his stroke in 2022, and also has a vision defect in his right eye, and is followed by the ophthalmologist with the oculoplastics done for the right eye. The patient had a loop recorder placed by cardiology, and has a previous history of peripheral vascular disease as well as coronary artery disease. He underwent coronary artery bypass grafting as well as previous coronary artery stenting. Next paragraph. Habits of patients smoked one pack per day for over 50 years. And continues to smoke. No alcohol use. He's disabled. Next. Family history. Mother had a history of coronary bypass grafting and cancer of the breast. Father died of natural causes and had cancer of the prostate and COPD. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. He has nausea, reflux, denies any constipation. He has no chest pains. He has double vision and blurriness of vision. He has hoarseness and postnasal drip. Has urinary frequency and burning. He has depression and anxiety. He has arm pain and calf muscle pains. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness and numbness of the extremities and memory loss, weakness of the right extremities, and has gained weight. Next paragraph, medalist included the bupropion 150 milligrams daily, citalopram 40 milligrams daily, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, fenofibrate 67 milligrams daily, insulin glargine 100 units BID, nebulized Duonep solution BID, levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, metformin 500 milligrams BID, metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Ozempic injection 2 milligrams weekly, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, and Crestor 40 milligrams HS, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This obese middle-aged male who is in a wheelchair. He has a weakness of the right side as well as the right facial palsy. His blood pressure is 128 by 80, pulse 92, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 190, saturation 96. HGNT norms, thyroid pupils reactive. The right eyelid is droopy with mild blepharitis. Throat is injected, tongue was coated, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with scattered visas in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart sounds are irregular, as one has to know, mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no urinomegaly. Pec tube. Extremities revealed weakness of the right extremities, diminished reflexes, no calf tenderness, peripheral pulses are markedly diminished, cranialness demonstrate the right facial palsy. And patient has some tremors, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one, COPD with chronic bronchitis. Number two is CVA with right hemiparesis. Number three is hypertension. Number four is peripheral vascular disease. Number five, diabetes mellitus. Number six, hyperlipidemia. Number seven, depression. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. He was advised to use Advair disc 250 by 51 puff twice a day and continue with the nebulized Duonep solution twice daily. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Doc, this is a copy for Dr. Vivekanand Pantangi. P as in Paul. P-A-N-T-A-N-G-I. Pantangi. Vivekanand. V-I-V-E-K-A-N-A-N-D. V-I-V-E-K-A-N-A-N-D. Vivekanand Pantangi. M-D. Thank you. Thank you for this consultation.